Welcome to Mebane on the Mic. I'm your host, Kelly Hunter, and the City of Mebane is proud to bring you this new podcast initiative where we collaborate with local city partners to talk about art, history, programs, events, and more. Pretty much just all things Mebane. So to start off our podcast series today, for our first episode, I'm joined by the Downtown Mebane Development Corporation President, Dan Shannon, and the Executive Director, Barbara Hollerin. How are you both doing today?
Great. Thanks for having us. Doing great.
Doing great. Thank you, Kelly.
So you guys have an exciting new program and initiative that's about to come to Downtown Mebane, and it's going to preserve history while also bringing a lot of attraction. It's called the Main Street Program. Can you guys tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, we are actually now officially, as of July 1st, a Main Street America community. So that is a distinction that is both a national program, but it's also run out of the North Carolina Department of Commerce, and we are joining 70 other communities in North Carolina and 1,200 across the country. And it's a community-driven program, volunteers, a volunteer board, and what it does is it looks at downtown revitalization in the context of historic preservation. And so we are going to be looking at doing a lot of different projects of all sizes and scopes, some of them short-term, some of them long-term, but ways that we can really enhance the downtown for folks today and Mebaneites in the future as well, because it's a very forward-looking program. And again, it's all driven by volunteers. So we're excited to be able to bring that to the community and showcase some of the things that are opportunities for them to become involved.
And how many volunteers do you guys currently have helping you with this?
Well, we have started having our committee meetings, and we have slowly but surely been reaching out to a lot of different groups and through those groups getting volunteers. So I would say roughly we have about 50 or so that are actively engaged outside of our board right now. And we are building our social media and seeing a lot of people following that. And so we feel like we have, once we're ready to start projects, we know that we have some awareness already created and we can go ahead and ask them to participate. One example of something we already have people participating in is the Umbrella Art Project, which is something we just launched. We had provided plain white umbrellas. We had a call for artists, and we had a lot of people say, hey, I'd like to do that. So we provided them with that umbrella, and they've brought those back to us, and now we're placing those with host businesses downtown. So again, little things like that are starting to engage the public in different ways, and we want to publicize that. Of course, we want their friends and family to go see it, but we also want people who just appreciate art to go out and see it and visit our downtown businesses at the same time.
So taking the history back for how we became, or where we are at this point with Main Street USA, the city saw value some years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago. We started out with volunteers. We were at that point a steering committee for some time. And then they brought in an outside contractor who specialized in a tremendous amount of knowledge of becoming Main Street designation. So we started those steps, went through the training, and after approximately 3 years, we went from a steering committee to a actual board. And the board, is set up by volunteers. And we went from the board. At that point, we were transitioning into a really active board for the city, or helping represent the city. And there was a time that we needed to hire an executive director, so we did a committee search for that, and that's where we found actually Barbara from Florida, who just recently moved to North Carolina, and she was specialized in the Main Street programs, and she had over 20 years of government experience work, and it has been a tremendous fit to have Barbara step in. I think it was October of 22 when Barbara came, and it seems like she's been here for 4 or 5 years now. It's been great. She brings a wealth of experience and was able to pick right up where our contract person was helping us for the designation And Barbara has done just a tremendous job in taking us to where we are now. And we've taken the steps. We've met those qualifications for the state to become Main Street as of July 1st. And we couldn't be any happier.
Have you all found that the citizens are more than willing to participate and help and be a part of bringing this recognition and just getting downtown recognized? Have you received a lot of cooperation, or has there been some hesitancy?
I think I have been absolutely just surprised and excited about how fast everyone has really embraced this. It's not been my experience that everyone understands the concept at first, but the willingness to just jump in and be a part of this, I think, is a testimony to how much people really love their community here. And so I feel like the moment we have a need for something or that we're ready to start one of our projects, I have no doubt that we'll have plenty of volunteers again, because we hear time and time again how excited everyone is and how they're really following what we're doing.
I was just going to say that to add on to that was we've just really been designated July 1st. It's been a transition over the last, certainly over the last year. So, you know, we have been actively pursuing everything we needed to take care of to be designated. So in the process, I mean, certainly we're reaching out to the community, and the community is learning of exactly who and what Main Street is. So it's a learning process. And like Barbara said, I mean, I believe that, again, the more and more that we are out there and the value that we add, we are going to be somebody who helps our downtown community.
I think people will start to look to us to bring things together for ideas and things like that. I think we've already experienced that some success in that role. I think there's so many organizations already doing a lot of great things. I think one of the things we recognized early on is that we could be that facilitator. We could be that group that if there is some city interaction that's needed, we can be a part of bringing that forward, bringing those ideas and things forward to the city, coordinating that. So again, I think there's so many things already going on here. It's just, you know, making sure we're all aware of what each other is doing and really collaborating with one another so that we can do even more great things.
So and again, you're talking about so many things taking place. We had a report out to the council, quarterly reporting this past, a couple of weeks. And Barbara, I think you said how many meetings have we held in the last quarter?
Yeah, 26 meetings in the last quarter, which is a lot of meetings. Again, we're just getting organized. We're building our organizational capacity. But the great thing about that is we have looked at where we've come so far in the last couple of years, but we've also added some new ideas. We've got some more folks engaged. So I feel like while we don't want to have 26 meetings every quarter,
no.
I think they were all good, productive meetings that have led us to where we are now. And, you know, we'll serve as well moving forward with just engagement and ideas brought forward, and you know, everything's being recorded as far as, you know, different ideas. Even if we can't do them now, can we do them in the future?
And I think it's a good testimony that, you know, as far as reaching out to our fellow downtown groups and our fellow downtown owners and store owners, that, you know, 26 meetings in a quarter, we're trying to make sure that it's inclusivity. We want to make sure everybody is heard, and we want to make sure everybody has an opportunity. And, you know, it takes time to turn some of these things around. But, you know, hearing what the community of downtown is looking for and what is important to them is vital to our mission.
Barbara, you had mentioned something about the White Umbrella Initiative or that you're trying to do downtown. Could you explain a little bit more about what that is? And could you also explain what other programs or initiatives you guys are trying to do to get businesses and restaurants downtown involved?
Sure. Really, it came out of something that I had done prior, but one of the things that we have noticed about downtown Mebane is we really have more opportunities with the arts that we haven't really embraced yet. So this was kind of a great way to do some temporary art that we could also place in businesses. You know, traditionally the summer is very slow for businesses downtown. And we know that we have a lot of art, we have a lot of creativity in this community. So it was an opportunity to get a bunch of bulk umbrellas and get those out to folks, and not even with a theme, but just say, what would you do with this? And we had artists as young as 8 and, you know, on up. So we have, you know, folks that are very gifted with, you know, maybe they do that for a living. And we have others that are, you know, that's something fun for them to do. And we did hear that people found it very therapeutic to do that. So, again, we are just starting to get those out there. Our sponsor is Junction on 70 for that. And we're going to be publicizing that and getting people to, again, go into shops. Maybe they've never been in this shop, but they know there's umbrellas there. And so it's a good way to bring the arts and the community together, engage new folks. We're starting small and looking, and we're building community this way as well.
That sounds awesome. So can you tell us about the celebration that's coming up on the Monday, July 31st for the Main Street kickoff?
Yes, we are very excited. We are coming up to the final layout of our celebration, but the celebration is a culmination of a lot of time and effort getting designated as Main Street USA. But we find it a need, definitely want to celebrate this monumental occasion for us. And we're going to have quite a few great things that are going to take place. You'll definitely want to attend if you're whoever's listening to this podcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, headliner is going to be Mason Lovett Band. We also have other entertainment that we're bringing on. We're also going to have some food trucks. We're going to have local food trucks. Lou's Bakery is going to be bringing out some cupcakes, and we're going to have it set up in a special artistic design. And I believe we're going to have Muffins is going to be able to help us out with some ice cream for the occasion as well.
Yeah, we're still in planning, but what we want is really a celebration, like an Americana sort of thing. It's going to be a street party, really. It's going to be music. We're talking to dance studios. We're talking to high school bands. We're looking to have kind of a hometown sort of celebration with us. We also want to do some showcasing of some things that we would like to do in the future with regard to arts and history and things like that. So we're going to be adding in some of those elements. But really the idea is just, you know, just a community celebration of this milestone. And we want it to be a lot of fun and people to really understand that, you know, this is a big deal. And this is also something that anybody can be a part of. But we can, if you enjoy this, then you'll enjoy other things we've got coming your way sort of message. So, again, I think it's like a big pep rally for downtown Mebane. And, you know, here we go.
Good summary. I like that. Yeah.
That sounds super exciting. It sounds kind of like a mix of the Christmas parade activities with the dancers and everything, but on a whole nother scale. So I'm super excited for it. When is this happening and where can they go for the celebration?
Well, it is on Monday, July 31st at 5:30 to 7:30. In the evening, and so we will have the street shut down. So 4th Street will be shut down between Clay and Center Street, with those Center and Clay both open. But we will have a stage at one end, and we'll have, of course, we'll have our speakers and those things too. But again, it will be a mixture of entertainment and speaking and just things in the crowd too. We'd like to have some things kind of interactive in the crowd. And like I said, just kind of showcasing some of the directions we're heading in with regard to art and entertainment and things like that.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining me today. Do you have any last parting words you want to leave citizens with?
You know, I want to recognize that the Mebane City Council and the Mebane City has been very supportive to Downtown Mebane Development Corporation. You know, we are an arm of the city and the council, and we just it's been a great relationship.
Yeah, we definitely could not do what we do without the city support. No matter what we come up with, we always have a willing ear with the city to listen to it and to help us achieve the goals that we're setting out. So we do appreciate that very much.
It's a very magical time to be a part of Downtown Mebane Development Corporation. We have hit this milestone, and it's a real high level, a huge designation for us and the city of Mebane. And it's just going to be going even greater and greater as we continue to build on the successes that we've had.
And it is a big deal because we're one of 70 communities within the state of North Carolina to become a Main Street program, correct?
We are 70 or 71. It depends. Zebulun came in at the same time as us, but being that they have our Z, I think we're ahead of them. So we must be 70, and they're 71. But yeah, and the cool thing, too, for me is we could not use the Mebane Main Street name until now. We always have to say future Mebane Main Street. So now we can say it.
That's it.
So we're going to say it a lot.
Mebane Main Street. Mebane Main Street. We like that.
Yes.
We do like that. Well, I, for one, can't wait. We hope to see you all out there. Again, that's Monday, July 31st, starting at 5:30 until 7:30 down in downtown Mebane between
Clay Street and Center Street. We'll have a stage set up, and it's going to be lots of fun. Please come join us.
Yes, please come out there. Well, thank you all so much for listening, and remember to stay positively charming.